Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Stock markets are unusual right now. You know, the market has really come almost all the way back, not all the way, but getting close since the market highs in February. The economic recovery is showing signs of life. However, we have a series of fiscal cliffs coming up where, you know, stimulus from the government is going to be expiring. And it's going to be a series of things. Later this month, the unemployment supplement from the federal side of the extra $600 a week, that's going to be going away. The Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses is going away here in about 3 weeks. The support for the airlines payroll is going away in September, I think it is. We've got protection for home renters from eviction that's going away. There's a series of things coming up. And meanwhile, almost 23 million Americans are saying that they don't know if they're going to be able to make their rent payment in August. So, you know, it's great that things are showing signs of life, but then as the pandemic is picking up again and numbers are increasing and we've got the expiration of a lot of this economic stimulus, what does that mean as we head into the fall and into a presidential election cycle? You know, if there's anything that this last 4 or 5 months has really underscored with investing, it's that in the short term, there's just no telling what may or may not happen. You know, nobody saw a pandemic coming, of course. That was what we would call a black swan event. But, you know, on March 21st, I just don't know anybody, even into early April, that was expecting that the markets would come back the way that they have come back, in the U.S. stock market especially. It just goes to show that markets are very, very unpredictable in the short term, and they're very, very volatile potentially. And so what that means is there's a lot of continued challenges coming up. There are also opportunities with what's going on in the medical field, with technology, with vaccines and treatment protocol for COVID-19. So I think what's critically important is that you evaluate, you know, how long has it been since you really evaluated the risk in your portfolio and you rebalanced and you looked at your diversification? How heavily are you correlated to the stock market? And is that the type of correlation you want? You know, measuring past risk metrics in a portfolio is actually a pretty good predictor of future risk metrics. We know that past returns are not a good predictor of future returns, but measuring risk metrics are. So I think especially as you get closer to retirement and into retirement, now is a great time, especially with this rebound in the market, to evaluate the risk in your portfolio. We can measure that and know what type of volatility you're likely to expect in different kinds of markets. You know, we can stress test portfolios. What if this happened or that happened? What if interest rates spiked? Or what if there was a 40% downturn in U.S. stocks? We can test those kinds of things. So if you haven't done it in a while, or maybe you've never really tested the risk in your portfolio, it's so important in managing our behavior in the short term when we see this kind of volatility to have at least a reasonable expectation of what your volatility in your portfolio is going to look like. So do that. Take a minute to, you know, take the time to evaluate risk. And then also look at what your cash needs are likely to be in the short term, because what you don't want to be doing is living on risk investments in the short term. You know, think about it. If you needed money in March or April and the market was substantially down, you were kind of stuck if you had to sell off investments while they're down. And that's the one thing you just can't do if you want to build successful wealth. You have to have a plan where when you need money, and that can be income for those of you that are getting near retirement or retired, that income is protected from the short-term volatility and unpredictability of the stock market. So this can be accomplished. You've just got to measure your risk and understand your risks and also secure your shorter-term cash needs. And really, in my view, you need to protect your cash needs out a good 4, 5, 6 years.